Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A new poll finding that most small businesses in Michigan and the U.S. support EPA regulation of greenhouse gas emissions from power plants, refineries, and other major emitters. Somewhat surprising since regulation is one thing that the business community routinely argues against. To talk about the poll results and the challenges small businesses are now facing, I'm joined by John Arnsmeyer. He's the founder and CEO of Small Business Majority, a national nonpartisan small business advocacy organization focused on solving the biggest problems facing America's 28 million small businesses. Welcome to the program, John.
Hi, Mike. Good to be on.
So this poll showing support for EPA regulation, what exactly were the results?
Well, the most striking results were, first of all, that the priorities that small businesses have right now are not exactly what you're hearing in the debate. Contrary to what a lot of organizations are saying, in fact, in Michigan, 52% of small business owners said their biggest problem was rising costs of doing business, and 42% said it was economic uncertainty. Only 13% said that their biggest problem were regulations, and only 17% said their biggest problem were taxes. And those were actually, the tax number in particular was lower than the rest of the country, so telling us that Michigan small business owners are feeling less of an impact that way, and the other numbers were greater, meaning that Michigan small business owners really are feeling the pinch. I certainly don't need to tell you and your listeners that.
When you talk about the concern over the unpredictable future we're facing, I mean, is that something that can really be changed in any way?
Well, there's certainly no magic bullet, but what we really found loud and clear from the poll was that small business owners are looking for government to work in partnership with business to help foster a competitive, innovative economy for the 21st century. And particularly in the area of clean energy, small business owners are saying, hey, we know that this is our ticket out. This is a ticket toward prosperity, toward ability to create jobs, and that there's a necessary role that the government plays in helping to foster this new, modern, competitive, clean energy economy. And part of that is simply allowing the government to enforce certain regulations that are on the books. And we found that large numbers of small business owners felt that that this was a good model. For instance, 74% said that improving innovation and energy efficiency are good ways to increase prosperity for small business. And on the subject of the EPA regulations, 73% supported the EPA regulation of carbon emissions that adversely affect the climate.
Now, typically we hear that this type of a regulation will actually cost businesses money as they try to adapt to these more stringent standards. How is it that small businesses view this as an opportunity to improve their situation?
Well, what they view is that right now, the way the economy is, their biggest problem is that the economy is not growing. There's not enough of a competitive marketplace out there for people to buy their products. And what they're seeing is that the clean energy economy is an opportunity for Michigan and for the United States to start competing on the global stage and start producing products that are designed for sort of a modern future economy, not looking backwards. And they understand that there needs to be an appropriate role of, I mean, these are not people who love government. In fact, they're very upset with a lot of what government has been doing. But as a sort of a concept, they understand that there is a role for government to play in fostering this kind of a modern clean energy economy, because what it does is it creates jobs, it creates business opportunities, and ultimately it allows small businesses to reduce their energy costs.
Now, you said small businesses view taxes as less of an issue as these types of issues, but you know, here in Michigan, our Republican legislature has actually been aggressive in removing taxes on businesses, specifically the Michigan business tax, and now the personal property tax appears to be next. Just how beneficial is the removal of such taxes for small businesses?
Well, I can't speak, and we don't have information, obviously, in our poll or any studies we've done on specific economic impacts of state policy in Michigan. What I can say is that small businesses are looking for immediate relief. So any tax policies that immediately put additional buying power and save costs for small businesses are going to have a a better, a more positive effect on the small business economy than measures like taxes are going to take effect later. And I think one of the misconceptions out there about taxes is that somehow income taxes on the very wealthy are something that small businesses suffer, even those who take their income as pass-through income. In fact, only 3% of small businesses actually have pass-through income that would be affected by going back to the earlier rates on the upper income brackets.
John, now the argument against these tax cuts for businesses is that there's no clear correlation between doing that and increasing jobs, which is the major goal of lawmakers here in the state and nationwide. I wonder, when it comes to small businesses, when the tax burden is reduced on them, are they more likely to hire than, let's say, larger businesses?
Well, again, it depends how immediate the tax cut is and how broad a group it affects. If you're talking about a tax provision that is going to provide immediate relief to small business owners across the board, then you're certainly talking about something that's going to have some effect. It's not going to solve all of the problems, and ultimately we need an economy that's growing and thriving and where people have money in their pocket to buy products and services. But if a business person is kind of on the fence about hiring somebody or investing in their business, and there's a way to immediately reduce their costs, and again, in some cases we're talking about on a temporary basis. Certainly, the tax cuts suggested by the president on the federal level are really only temporary. Then that's going to have an immediate stimulative impact to the small business economy, and again, it's across the board. It's going to benefit every small business out there, unlike some of the other tax cuts that are being argued for very wealthy that only benefit a very tiny sliver of the small business population.
When you compare the concerns of small businesses to those of corporations during this economic downturn, do their interests vary in a great way?
The biggest difference for small businesses is the ability to have access to capital and to credit to grow. Large businesses still have the ability to raise money, both in the capital and credit markets, to finance their expansion. But the credit markets have totally shut down for small business, and it's always been a problem, but it's gotten a lot worse. And you really have a situation where small businesses just can't grow. Banks aren't lending. Some of that's because of the regulatory environment that was imposed following the problems that many of the banks faced. And some of it is just kind of fear of the unknown.
And when it comes to political power, do small businesses get their issues addressed in an effective manner by politicians?
The short answer is, and they certainly don't perceive it that way, and in fact, in our poll, 88% of small businesses in Michigan felt they weren't getting any help from the federal government, and 85% said the federal government doesn't understand how small businesses really work. Now, this contrasts with the fact that only 13% of them are saying that they're overburdened by regulation. So there's a big difference here. They're not looking necessarily to have regulation, the regulatory systems changed. What they're looking for is government to play a more active role as a partner to help pull them through these hard times. So no, there's a tremendous loss of confidence that businesses have with government and with big businesses and with banks. I mean, they really don't feel that anybody out there in the system is helping them.
And finally, large companies are known to effectively outsource all kinds of aspects of their business to get through times like this and to generally increase their profits. Do small businesses outsource far less than these larger companies?
As a general rule, that's true. Small businesses outsource less. I mean, there are certainly industries where small businesses are able to outsource, so I don't want to say that it's absolute difference, but there's no question large businesses have the infrastructure, the capability to set up outsourcing arrangements far more than small businesses. And small businesses are much more likely to employ people in the community and keep money flowing within their communities, than enabling the residents of those communities to continue to buy their products. So while it's not an absolute difference, there definitely is a difference in the relative abilities there.
And small business owners at this point, is the sense that we're in a recovery state and we're heading in the right direction, or are we not through a tough time for them, and do they still see this as a continuing period of difficulty for their business?
We don't get any sense from our polling and this poll and other polls that small businesses yet see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it really is incumbent upon everyone, and particularly both state and the federal government, to listen to what small businesses want and to act on it. And I think that that President Obama has heard that loud and clear from small businesses, and between the Jobs and Credit Act, which he got passed last year, and the new American Jobs Act that he has proposed this year, I think we're seeing that that type of action can have an immediate impact on small business. It's not a magic bullet. It's not going to fix all the problems right away. But the first thing we need to do is listen to small businesses. And when only 13% are saying that regulations are a problem and only 17% are saying that taxes are a problem, I think that we need to sort of look in other areas to help them.
John Arnsmeyer, founder and CEO of Small Business Majority, a national nonpartisan small business advocacy organization. Thank you for joining me, John.
Good talking to you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.